Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, thank you for returning. Thank you for your service of coming back again and again. This podcast is nothing without an audience. And I love that we both agree that we find value here. So what you may not know is that I'm a leader. I'm still a student. So I go back to hear what the Lord has to say to us. And I will never speak anything over your life that won't sustain you. And then that won't be of any substance to take you to your next. And so every time I come back on this podcast is to take you from one checkpoint to the next checkpoint. And I'm hoping that with what I'm sharing with you is something that you needed to hear. You needed to have someone voice those words or those aches that's happening inside of your body. And it's my absolute honor to be chosen for such a time as this, to be at a place of rest inside of my body and to come to you all in a place, in a posture of spirit and truth, not withholding. And to do this, I have to make sure that I address every emotion, every feeling that I have, and I'm not able to, you know, run from myself. And, you know, on this episode, I want to just talk about, you know, that sometimes in life, you're just going to have to laugh to get through some of the pain and some of that agony and just laugh at the sky. Because if you don't find the good in being uncomfortable, then you're going to be at an unrest inside of yourself. And the good news is that God still reigns on the just and the unjust. And sometimes when you're not your best, it's hard to put your best foot forward. It's hard to see yourself as God sees you because you have all of these shadows around you overshadowing your true identity. And so what I mean by laugh at the sky is sometimes we have to look up and ask God, hey, what does this moment look like to you? Because like here lately, I've been having to take a journey through my mind. And so I am a person that lives in a place of peace, rest, and love. So it's kind of hard to, you know, to determine when I'm having a tough day or a tough moment, because my difficult moments looks like I'm moving with ease when in actuality I'm still suffering. But I get that a lot of people can't, you know, understand that I may be suffering because of how I press, you know, towards the mark to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. And the only reason I can do that is because I've been in connection with Christ Jesus for almost 6 years. My 6 year anniversary will be in October. And so it's been a lot of me trying to break away from the faith and, you know, it's just a call of action inside of my spirit. It was like, well, you're too deep inside of, you know, this faith walk to walk away, to abandon your position. So with a lot of years of denying myself and saying, hey, man, I just truly love God. And so with that love for God, I agree to be afflicted. I agree to persecution. I agree to learn about mercy, about mourning, you know, because when you're a child of God, you're not able to escape your emotions. Now, when you are a product of the world, you can use a shield of masking how you truly feel. But, you know, for me to get through what I'm faced with, I often have to laugh at the sky and say, well, God, you're finding glory in this moment. So all I feel is this discomfort. All I see is the difficulty. But you're in the sky and you're not depressed by what you see. You're not anxious filled. And when you see me long suffer, you see my need of you. And so you are satisfied with my current position and my current condition. And so when we are uncomfortable, I want us to think on, how is God seeing this moment that I'm in? And if we take a moment to look at the sky as we endure, we'll take our eyes off how we see things and we invite God's thoughts and his ways to, collide with our way of thinking so that we won't be shielded in this mindset that, you know, things won't get better. We won't be shielded with that worry, doubt, and fear. Instead, we'll be shielded with God's power and might. And I know this is extremely difficult. And unfortunately for you, God has asked me, his child, to speak to you. And I am a little ahead in my journey and my walk. So yes, I may speak about suffering, that it may be good for me to be afflicted. But for you, you may not see the good in that. But the reason I can say that it's good for me when I'm afflicted is because I've never stuck around in any relationship other than with my children to long suffer. When things get hard, sometimes I opt out. And sometimes I don't go through a process of stop, opt, and think. You know, stop and think about what I'm feeling. Sometimes I would avoid, you know, my feelings and emotions because I'm like, I don't have time to address this. I have urgent needs in front of me. So whatever I'm dealing with, I'm going to have to put that on the back burner so that I can, you know, see what I want to see, you know, create this new reality. But as I'm surrendered, you know, to Christ Jesus, I have little say so. And if I don't learn a lesson, then I repeat, you know, that story again and again and again until, you know, God is able to rewrite that narrative. And so I'd rather learn the lesson, that particular lesson, than to take that same test again and again. Because I'm more frustrated with God when I don't yield myself to be a student to the King. And what I find is I can tell myself, well, God don't love me. He don't care about me. Well, that's not the case. It's that I'm okay with wandering in the wilderness and allowing for a 10-day journey to be a 2-year journey. Because no matter what I think or say or do, God agreed to that breaking. God agreed to that challenge. God agreed for that difficulty to take place. And so what I can do is, you know, I could choose to try to oppose the King, but that's a waste of time. Or I can do my best to see that God wants the best for me at all times, even when the circumstances are not the best. But things may not look good right now, but I know that things will get better. And then I will have the best outcome. But I first have to find the good in the least, you know, that I have. And so I'm living in a moment where I constantly have to look at the sky. I don't have the pleasure of burying, you know, my trials and tribulations. I used to be able to have, a multitude of skeletons in my closet. But when I closet things and not address things, I lack trust in myself and I don't believe the things that I teach. And because, you know, my spirit man cares to be so honorable and about these code of ethics, I have to be a person to face the man in the mirror. And as much as I don't like that about myself sometimes, I'm like, well, this person, you know, is just waddling in their misery, you know, at least they're taking a break. But what I find is that that person won't get that time back, right? And so if something were to happen to them, they'll be able to look back over the course of their lives and say, man, I mismanaged my time. And I know how worthy I am. And so it calls for me to be very present as God is a very present help to me. And so when I look to the sky, I don't even pretend to God like this walk that he has called me on is easy. I beg, I cry out, I speak in tongues and say, Father, here and now, come. Make haste, O Lord. Don't leave me in this place. Father, I am weak. Rescue me. Carry me to my next. Father, I don't know what to pray. I know how to pray, but my lips won't move. Holy Spirit, you know, be my silent utterance so that I can survive today. Because if I survive today, then I know that tomorrow that I will see a glimpse of that joy reset, and I will be able to rejoice because I will remember the old things and how you made the old things new. So God, make me new wine. So sometimes I do shut down and I ask God for, you know, fresh manna, fresh bread. I need fresh bread. I don't need to be feasting off of any parts of my body that is outdated, expired, that's exposed to the enemy. I need a new word. I need a new tongue, O Lord. I need to speak a new language. Let me not be doing the same things because I'm throwing scriptures at it. I'm attempting to be a prayer warrior, but I'm weary in well-doing. I don't fool myself to think that I got this. I don't have it. I'm nothing without the Holy Spirit. I'm nothing without Jesus being my intercessor. And I'm nothing without your prayers. So as much as you pray for me, I hope that I can continue to pray for you and that God bless this platform and that we continue to come alive. But I will say, you need to rest up and you need to tell God the truth about where you are. You know, because when you hear encouragement or motivation, sometimes you're like, I gotta go right now. But if you need to rest, rest. If you need to mourn, mourn. And if you need to have more mercy for yourself, have mercy. Don't move on without you. Don't move forward without your mind. Don't move forward without your heart. Don't move forward without knowing where you are in your soul. What's the language you're communicating to your mind? Do you have a hardened heart or an open heart? Are you ready to receive you know, your inheritance, an abundance of love, an abundance of grace, mercy. If you're not, you need to slow down and say, God, I don't understand, you know, what I'm hearing. I need you to break this down. Put me on milk, oh Lord. I know honey may be on meat, but God, I need milk. I need something that's going to sustain me from week to week. And the only way that I'm going to be sustained is you have to be a father that puts a bottle in my mouth and feed me slow and steady and remind me of that steady love. And as God is rocking you in his arms as the comforter, I want to encourage you to look up at the sky. Because when we look up, we are able to find art. There's art all around us. Everything started with an idea. Everything else around us is a concept. Everything that we see with our eyes was borrowed thoughts, ways of the King. So, you know, when something's going wrong with nature, they don't come to human and be like, hey, we need to fix something with this climate. No, nature has to bow and worship God. We are all called to do the same thing. If God made a rock cry out, then so must we cry out. Just imagine being that rock, being on a bank, and God's like, hey, I want some worship and praise. And that, what if that rock didn't really truly understand, couldn't comprehend praise, worship me? But I'm telling you, when God is asking you to do something that you've never done before, you need to go back to the Creator and say, listen, I don't want to discount, you know, this worship for you, but can you teach me what a worshiper looks like in the kingdom? Because, you know, if you're listening to me, I'm all in. It's all or nothing. When I'm around people and I meet my peers and things like that, of course, faith comes up. Of course, you know, my love for God comes up. But you know what always comes up in those conversations? My weaknesses, my flaws. I volunteer information about how I'm being groomed. I am still in the potter's hands. So yeah, you may see great things, but don't be deceived. I still have areas that need to be addressed suddenly. Why? Because I'm becoming a new version of woman. And this woman is very authentic, more authentic than I ever thought I would be. This woman is open to share her truths, her weaknesses, her flaws. I never thought that I would opt into that. So I'm getting adjusted to being the version I am as God is bringing people in my life, you know, to uplift me, to encourage me. But guess what? These people are profound people. And I'm still having to tell them, like, well, I know that things appear to be going together, you know, for me. All things are working together for my good. But as they're working together for my good, I don't see it happening. I'm just throwing trust at it. I'm just throwing hope at it. I'm just throwing love at it. I'm throwing faith at it. And you've come into my life at a time that's asking for me to have great discipline. And I would rather pretend with you that I have it all together. Why? Because when you came into my life, I can't see your flaws. I don't know what your weaknesses are. So why must I be exposed in front of you? And I have to remind myself of my why. Is that I am a fisherman of men. No one would want to, you know, come and join me on this kingdom walk and on this kingdom trusting the process if they didn't have access to a true disciple. So what I find is that the people that come and interact with me, you know what gets them talking about King Jesus? It's my transparency. You know what allows me to pray for someone who may never prayed in maybe years or 3 to 6 months? It's the transparency. So everything that makes me uncomfortable about my new version of woman, that's the same thing that God used to set others free. And for me to continue to be afflicted in that way, because we all think about our image, we all think about our reputation of what does man really think of us? But I have to flip it, because when I have my eyes to the sky, I'm like, what does God think of me? What does God know to be true about Honey? And when I think of the goodness of the Lord, I then am able to take a deep breath and say, it will all work out. Why? Because before I even entered the earth realm, God knew the exact personality that I would have to attract people to me. And when I see new people and newcomers call out the grace and in the, you know, in the fruit of the Spirit that they see, and they're not as far along in that walk, I can't do anything but give God the honor and the praise, because when the world can identify fruit of the Spirit, that means that my light is shining on a hill. And I am truly indeed salt of the earth. That reminds me that I am set apart. So everything that I nag in my spirit, everything that has me grieving, that why now, why this circumstance, why this trial, why this tribulation, I'm seeing it bless so many people that I can't do anything but look to the sky. So let me give you an example of this. I told you that I have something pending where I have to go to court, right? And I had to meet with my lawyer. And as I was meeting with my lawyer, my heart was thumping. And I was like, I need to pray to God right now and to make sure that when I get before this woman, that I'm presenting myself, you know, with a godly image. And I'm not allowing fear, worry, and doubt to consume me, because that's not my real identity. I don't live in fear and doubt. I am set free from all those things. Through Jesus Christ's stripes, I am healed from that. Now, I can pick up any way of thinking that I want to, but I choose to surrender to a righteous mindset. So I pray and I text a friend and I'm like, hey, can you join me in prayer? I want to make sure that when I show up, that I'm showing up as the best version of myself, you know, fully functioning as, you know, my spirit woman, not allowing my flesh to lead, my soul, all of my thoughts and my feelings to be scattered inside of myself. Because I'm only in the position because I went to a survival mindset. So I need to always make sure that I'm in a thinking brain. So to stay in a thinking brain, I have to look up to the sky and say, hey, This is an intense moment for me. I'm feeling a lot of things, God, and I'm sure you know why. But this is still a child of yours. And so allow your words to escape my lips. Allow my throat to be an oracle of God. So I go there, and this lawyer gets in the car with me. And as we're having an exchange, and she's telling me, watching the footage, and I'm sitting there with her, and we come up with a plan that we're going to have. And so as we're going through this plan that we're going to have, I get to watch this woman listen to my replies. And as she's listening to my replies, my words are blessing the woman. And she is blessed by the word of my testimony. I told her, you know what? It doesn't matter what the outcome looks like. I can't lose my faith. Right? Nor can I have hate in my heart for anyone else. So a win is me to have great faith and mighty love for my sister in Christ. A loss is for me to lose faith and turn away from the King. So I'm talking to her, and I start seeing this woman sit in the seat with me, and a grown woman sit there with a child identity. She was so comfortable that she shed in front of me. Now, how did this happen? I had to pause and look to the sky and say, God, my ways are not your ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. So I don't even want to come here. I want to come as a sister to this woman because, you know, she knows that I'm exposed. She knows what's presented. She knows what the evidence says. So I just want to make sure that I'm telling her that, you know, I'm pressing and I'm leaning, you know, towards the mark to, you know, to read my word, to pray without ceasing and to rejoice. But this is not easy for me. But this is what I'm choosing to do because I have a great love for God. And when I started speaking my faith, it blessed her. And before she got out of the car, she looked at me. She said, "You are a real Christian." She never heard a Christian speak highly of God when their back is against a wall, when darkness has crowded them and had them cornered. But I know a God that rescued Israelites in part of the Red Sea. I know a God that kept his promise to Abraham. I know a God that pulled Joseph out of a prison to make him the second in command in Egypt. I serve that God. I serve the God that never lost a battle. So whatever I'm standing in, I will not be defeated. However God chooses to have his way in my life, I shall let God rule and reign. Right? So that I can have full spiritual recovery as I look to the sky and I can fall further in love with my King of Kings. Because I will have a new knowledge base of who my God is. So I'm hoping that as you hear this and you're listening to me, that you'll look up to the sky. Nothing that I say to you is something that is easy. Everything that I'm speaking to you is hard to do. You can go to any podcast on the planet. But if you want to go back to a place of Garden of Eden, then you, my friend, have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Why? Because if the kingdom, women and men are suffering, so must you. And I don't know if you ever read the book of Esther. Read the book of Esther. What I'm doing right now is I'm being your Mordecai. Mordecai refused to leave Queen Esther's side, even when she had little faith, even when she had little hope, little belief. He stayed by her side to decree and declare that God is a God that sits high and looks low, and is a God that is ready to bless all of his sons and daughters. If you can believe it, then I promise you, you will achieve your highest heights. And if you won't achieve it, I'll share my achievements until one day you stand up like that glory of the mighty sun, because I will stand, because our brother Jesus Christ rose on the third day. And so I shall rise again and be stronger and mightier than I ever was. Guys, I am God's queen, lady, honey. I am blessed to be here. I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit. I want to give, you know, nothing but honor to the Holy Spirit, because only the Holy Spirit knows of how I had to open my Bible when I didn't want to. I had to pray when I didn't want to. I had to go to church and give it all that I had to survive that day. God knows. And I thank the Holy Spirit and my kingdom family for not giving up on me and covering me despite of my weakness and lack. And in closing, I would like to freestyle. Father, I've been on a whirlwind and I see nothing but your face in the clouds when I look up to the sky. I see more of you, which humbles me. And it calls me to attention, because I can't believe how lax I am when it comes to serving you in spirit and truth. But the truth is, Father, that you are more than what meets the eye. My heart cries out to you. I've never loved like I am loving in this present moment. Be patient with me, Father, as I learn how to express to you the reaction I'm having to your constant, unfailing love. May I find comfort in you showering me with everything that you say that I deserve. May you continue to equip me to speak your love language to your people. All these people belong to you, as do I. So God, all of this is your glory. I want nothing that replaces your true essence. You are my King of Kings, my Lord of Lords, and I am your Queen, Lady Honey. And I'm asking us all to stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.